on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, what I'm going to mention is more than a month out, but I want to start mentioning it now so you are prepared. If you're a regular listener to KLYT, thanks for listening to The Light, by the way. Coming up in September, we're celebrating 50 years of broadcasting content focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ to this community in New Mexico. And we just can't tell you how honored, privileged, humbled we are to just be any small part of that. But there's going to be some special programming in later September. We'll be more specific when we draw closer to it. Second half of September for sure. You may have programs you normally tune in for that you will miss during. It's going to be 1 week of some special programming. And if there's a program that you're not hearing that you normally listen to, we want to drive you to our website where you can hear that day's message. And this isn't just for the special programming week coming up in September. Anytime you miss a program on KLYT, go to our website, klyt.fm, click on schedule, go find the show you listen to where you do on the schedule. And most, I haven't gone through all of them, but if not all of them, most of them, like 90 some percent, you can go to that day's message and listen to it on your device. So just be aware of that, prepared for that. You can use that if you miss a show, if for some reason, for technical difficulties, we're off the air and a show is missed. We want to make sure you're aware of that resource. It's much like on demand. It pretty much is. So just a little bit of education for the listener who usually dials in on the radio or streams live from KLYT.fm. Prepare for that in September and use that resource anytime, really. We're going to spend some time catching up with our friends at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. We do this just about every month. And for those not familiar with how to spell that, I want to spell it because I'm sending you to the website. Johnny Erickson Tata spells her name J-O-N-I. So go to Johnny and Friends, spell it all out, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. You can do that now or anytime to catch up with some of the information we're going to be sharing and hearing from Marcy at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. She joins us via the interwebs. Marcy, thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, Steve. Happy to be here with you.
Oh, so glad to have you, and so glad to have Johnny and Friends making an impact in New Mexico you know better than I do. How long has Johnny and Friends been active in New Mexico and Southern Colorado?
Most of Colorado.
Okay.
We kind of cover all of it. But yeah, over 25 years now.
Wow.
We haven't had an actual office, but we have been ministering here for over 25 years.
Nice. Well, and for those not familiar with the day-to-day ministry of Johnny and Friends, what's pretty much the mission and purpose?
You know, it is to really minister to families that are impacted with disabilities, individuals impacted with disabilities, making them feel like they have a community, that they can be a part of a church. And, you know, it's just reaching people with the gospel and letting them know that they are loved and that they are someone and God created them just the way they are. And that he loves them, and so do we.
Yeah, you know, and I want to share from the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. You know, if you're talking to someone later and you say, hey, I was listening to these guys on the radio, and you're trying to explain what it is they do, right on the home page, at the top of the page, Johnny and Friends New Mexico, we envision a world where every person with a disability finds hope, dignity, and their place in the body of Christ. I don't think you and I could have said it much better, huh, Marcy?
Nope, that is it, word for word, and boy, it's really heartfelt, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and there's so many different ways that Johnny and Friends do that. We want to walk, take some time here. Well, we got plenty of time. Let's walk through some of the things that Johnny and Friends are doing, including a marriage getaway that is not far off. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. You know, it's really interesting that the divorce rate among couples who are impacted by disability, whether it's a child or maybe it's a spouse with a disability, is extremely higher than the actual U.S. rate, which we all know is too high. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things going on, you know, aside from taking care of someone with a disability and facing their daily challenges, doctor's appointments, therapies, illnesses that come up, and just general caregiving. It is so easy, I think, for couples to be isolated. You know, it creates I love it this way. It creates isolation, frustration, and separation.
Mm.
Because they're so busy helping somebody else, you know, you kind of forget who you guys are, you know, and as a couple. And so we've created the Marriage Getaway to help with tools and different things and reminders of, you know, the love that's there, and you know, to also give a strong model of Christ's relationship with the church.
You know,
I mean, that's the whole thing about marriage. And so, you know, it's reminders, and it's like, you can get through this together. You can, you know, strengthen and have a happy life and be a team, you know? And so it's finding them together and making it stronger.
Well, you know, Marcy, you mentioned the divorce rate and how it climbs in families that are dealing with disability. And, you know, just knowing, I haven't looked recently, but, you know, for several years, the divorce rate in the church parallels really everywhere else. And as you mentioned, it's too high, and anything we can do to provide tools and encouragement to remedy some of that. And Johnny and Friends is doing that as well. We want to do that. And part of that is and Johnny and Friends is great at this, connecting people that are now, and it'll be part of the getaway as well, to connect people outside of the church to local churches. Now, as people, and I should back up a little bit before I, you know, we talk more about this. To register for this event, which, by the way, is September 12th at Grace Church on San Antonio in Albuquerque, you just go to the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And I'm going to guess you can aim them a little bit better on the website where they would find, well, actually on the homepage, if you scroll down, upcoming events is right there. Just click on the Marriage Getaway New Mexico and register for that. It starts at 8:30 on the 12th. That's registration, I should say. It starts at 8:30 if you don't register in advance. Now, I'm assuming, you can register in advance on the website or that morning. But the program gets underway at 9 o'clock that morning at Grace Church, and it's a full-day event. But part of that, I want to get back to, Marcy, is in the process. I mean, you know, you don't necessarily need to be attending a church or have made a decision for Christ to be part of this. What would you say to someone who's feeling like, well, that's a Christian organization, it wouldn't apply to me?
You know, whether the Christian faith-based organization or not, couples are married, you know, and couples go through ups and downs and different things. And so whether you're a believer or not, this is really important to be able to find tools and things that are going to strengthen you as a couple, you know. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, we trust in the Lord as believers and all, but don't let that sway you, because, you know, in all honesty, it comes down to how you're communicating with your spouse and how, you know, you're facing things together. And so, you know, don't let it sway you that, oh, this is a church thing. It's for everybody. You know, anyone that's married that is dealing with situations like this, we're all in the same boat, So join us.
And for those that are listening, before I lose people, they're like, listen, it's so tight right now, I can't afford to pay for another event. Let me tell you this. I'm not going to give you an exact amount, but almost literally, I'm going to give you a real good idea how much it's going to cost you per person, okay? The cost per person will be equivalent to if you were picking up coffee for yourself and a friend going to a drive-thru on the way to work. So it's totally affordable, and we'd encourage you to go to the website to find out details before you make any decision about going or not going. Now, part of the event that day, Marcy, is encouraging networking among couples that are in attendance to help them discover some practical resources and information. I'm going to imagine, like with disability, you know, Johnny and Friends already routinely has opportunities for, you know, the family of Johnny and Friends New Mexico to gather different times in the month to encourage one another in areas that they're dealing with disability. And at the marriage conference, you're going to just add on to that and how we deal with dealing with disability and our marriage. I don't know, you know, how many of these you've been to or been part of, or you can kind of speak to what people are going to experience at the event.
You know, it's whether it's like our family retreats or our warrior getaways and the marriage getaway, when you have community around you and you have other couples that are dealing with the same type of thing you are, you realize you are not alone. It's like, Oh, I felt that way, or, oh, yeah, I know exactly what they're talking about. And when you have, that's what helps build community and build each other up, is you realize you're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, dads and husbands are going through the same thing, and you're thinking, oh, I'm the only one out there dealing with this, and same with moms, you know, and it's like, no, you know, and when you get to hear other people's stories, it, I think, encourages you, and it reinforces different things and tools that you learn by hearing other people's stories as well. And that builds community. And, you know, I hear of friends and couples that will go out to dinner, you know, say they do go to a restaurant and leave their kids off, and they'll go out and have dinner together, you know, two couples, and be able to spend time together and be able to talk about everyday things that they're going through, or be able to talk about just everyday life that doesn't have to do with the disabilities they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And so it's really encouraging to know you're not the only one.
Well, you know, I chalk that up to something that I call feel, felt, found. And you're having these conversations mm-hmm. during the networking where you say, you know, I know how you feel. I felt the same way. Here's what I found. And it could be an opportunity where you share something and someone goes, man, I haven't tried that tool yet. And as I mentioned, tool or resource, you know, I think of whether it's the Body of Christ or this community amongst, you know, the Johnny and Friends New Mexico family, everyone involved, they're like, well, you know, we're parts of a body, right? In the body of Christ. And in a community like this, Johnny and Friends, you know, parts of the body of Christ, but think of it like a Swiss Army knife. You know, everyone has a little more focused skill for a task. You're building a Swiss Army knife. So the more people we can get to this marriage getaway in New Mexico on September 12th at Grace Church in Albuquerque on San Antonio, really the better variety of solutions will come to dealing with things. But it's going to encourage strong, like you mentioned, strong marriages that model Christ's relationship with the church and maximize the benefits of community that we're talking about now, and provide practical tools needed to navigate life together. You know, I usually don't give a number out over the air, but look, for $10, you can attend the event. Skip the drive-through, pack lunch today, and you know, you'll hopefully have enough to register for the event at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Any more on the marriage getaway, Marcy? I don't want to leave anything out there.
I don't know. I think that you know, again, maximizing the benefits of community and knowing, again, I love that whole feel felt sound. I just wrote that down. But it's like, that is so awesome because you might even hear about something that hasn't even happened yet to you. And then there's going to come a time and you're going to go, I heard about that at the marriage getaway. And then you're prepared for things that can come up. So, you know, it's a one day event. It's not overnight, you know, and you can, really just do some time away, you know, make that a date day where you're going to just do something together and you know, get something out of it. And I guarantee you're going to walk away with a lot of good things happening and definitely closer.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, as we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Johnny and Friends New Mexico does so much to reach the community in New Mexico that are dealing with disabilities. And the marriage getaway coming up on September 12th, that is just one part of what's happening. We do want to talk about, you know, you briefly mentioned in our conversation already, you know, say you're dropping off family at the respite and then couples are going out and people may have heard respite. What is that all about, Marcy?
Oh, man, that is a really for the kids as well as the parents. Every month we have a church here in the greater New Mexico area, Albuquerque area, that hosts a respite. It's a 3-hour event. Most of them are on Friday night. The next one coming up is August 12th at Paragon Church out in Rio Rancho. They do Saturdays. But it's an opportunity to be able to drop the kids off, whether they have a disability or are one of the typical siblings. And mom and dad can go out and get some things done, spend some time together, you know, take a nap, whatever you feel like they need to do. And or spend time with other parents, you know. And the kids get to have a great time. They're around their peers. They get to do a lot of fun stuff. We feed them a meal. And it is an actual time of rest. You know, respite is a time of rest. And the other thing that I hear parents do and see a lot at respite is they'll drop off the child with a disability and take their other children out to spend quality time with them, because sometimes those, you know, the other kids don't always get as much attention as their sibling, and it gives them an opportunity to go bowling or do something fun and spend time with them, knowing that their other child is well taken care of and having a good time as well. And, you know, we minister to them, we love on them, and it's just a great opportunity to have a break. And we do it every month. I say we do it, the churches do it. We help train the churches to do these. And so it's really exciting to see that we have one every month here in Albuquerque.
Okay, so now you briefly touched on we help churches do this. There's mm-hmm. several churches in the, I think, what, about five at the most, five, six churches? Now, there's a long list of churches in Albuquerque alone. And if your church wants to participate in a respite, if you want to kind of get on that list, hey, we want to be, even once a year, once a quarter, you know, what have you, the way to do that is connect with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. You can do it through the website. And I'm assuming now there's a, yeah, the website, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Any particular phone number that you'd aim them at if they're going to call, Marcy, to say, hey, our church wants to get trained to be a place where Johnny and Friends of New Mexico can do respite events? Oh, okay. You know, we disconnected from Marcy. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can reconnect and come back. If we can't connect, I want to direct you to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And actually, yeah, chances are we'll catch up with Marcy again next month. We've given you the information, but make sure to reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico, if you're a church that wants to be part of this respite event. We're going to take a break, and actually we have some other information we want to impart to you. We'll do that when we come back right after this on ABQ Connect.